Blog Talk Radio.
And it's in morning 96, and we're back with 96 Live. I'm your host, Robert Hart. And it's already been a busy day. I just did a Facebook Live about an hour ago across the street with 96 Athletic Club, which is having their open house today from 8 to 4, the Anytime Fitness Facility. And they've done a great job on the building, and they've been having people in and out so far today, so that's a great thing. And like I said, we're going to talk about our festival start. That'll be our big event for the year. It's going to start Thursday with a street dance uptown on the square at the gazebo with Split Shot. And we're going to have lots of activities going on. And we're going to have lots of different entertainers, events, things for the kids, including watermelon contest, watermelon eating contest, and the hot dog eating contest. And I think we have a caller, so we're going to see what's going on. Hello, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hello, is this Chris?
Hey, Mr. Robert, what's going on?
Another beautiful day in 96. How things been going with you?
Oh, things are great, man. It's a beautiful day up here in Nashville since we got rid of all this rain from Tropical Storm Sandy. We got pounded a couple days ago.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm glad you're okay.
Oh, yeah. It's good to see the sunshine.
So what's been happening with you in Nashville?
Man, we've been writing and playing, you know, a couple different places and, you know, getting ready to release a new project in the fall called American Made. I'm going to be doing some, and I'm really excited about playing the Festival of the Stars this year. It's really special to us. You know, I haven't really done a show back home. We did my brother's benefit back in January, but I hadn't really done a full show back home in a couple years. So it's going to be really, really cool to be in front of the hometown crowd again. So, you know, I'm really excited about that opportunity. I got some new music that I'm playing that I've been writing, and just going to come down there and have a good time and see how well we're received.
Well, we'll be glad to have you back. Will you be here the whole weekend, or are you just coming in Saturday? Or?
No, actually, we're coming in Thursday. We're playing at Howard's on Main in Greenwood Thursday evening from 6 to 9. And then we're doing a private party on Friday. And then we'll be playing the festival on Saturday, and we're going to head back to Nashville on Sunday.
Okay, sounds great.
So I'll be home for a couple of days. It'll be good.
Yeah. If people want to get hold of some of your music, where do they go?
Yeah, you can go to christurnermusic.com. And I've got some CDs that I'm bringing down there to the show that's got like three hidden bonus tracks on it. And the only way you can get access to the tracks and this new music that's coming off my new project in the fall, you got to get one of the CDs, and I'll have some new merchandise and stuff with me also. It's pretty good stuff. I've had a lot of opportunities to write with some great writers up here in Nashville, and, you know, a lot of people has asked me in the past, like, you know, why do you feel like you need to move to Nashville? Well, it's like any job, man. To progress in anything that you do, you've got to be around the environment. So, you know, it's by being here. I've lived here for 7 years, and just by being here, I've met and wrote and opened for some really cool people. So to be here for me has been a blessing. You know, I don't know that I could have done it from afar, you know, at the level that I'm doing it now. So it's really good.
Okay. I'm not sure if you heard yet, but I've heard the rumor of Aaron Tippy's coming to town.
Yeah, he is. He is. And that's really exciting too, you know, to be able to be up there. You know, I got a story about that. I remember I was having an issue one time, and, you know, that song that he had back in the 90s, I think it was You Got to Stand for Something or You'll Fall for Anything, started playing on the radio, and it just, like, kind of helped me get through a part of my life. So he's like one of my heroes as well, you know, as long with, you know, I got so many musical influences, it's not even funny. But, yeah, it's going to be cool to be there with him and be a part of it. Hopefully we can, you know, finally get to shake hands. I mean, I've been like 1 degree from him the whole time I've been in Nashville, but we can't ever seem to, like, get our schedule set. You know what I mean?
But, well, it seems like the town is ready. I'm just praying for good weather this year.
Oh, yeah. That would be nice. It would not bode too well if it came thunderstorms through there anyway.
Or 113 degrees. That's no good either.
No. Now, I say 96 has got a 24-hour fitness club now. Are they getting ready to open?
Yeah, they're having a grand opening today. They're right on the corner.
Who's the owners? Who opened it?
I don't know his last name. I know it's Steve and Brittany.
Oh, okay.
And
good deal. You need to tell them I'm going to need a 3-day pass, you know, to hit the athletic club while I'm in 96 and grace it.
Okay, well, I'll send you the video.
Funny, Robert. I was just saying, man. I definitely got to check it out, though. That's really cool. They got a 24-hour fitness center in 96. I always wanted one whenever I lived down there, but, you know, we never had anything like that. So it's really cool something like that came for the people, you know?
Yeah. When you come back, you'll be surprised. Main Street is alive again.
Really?
Yep. The whole street is a business on every doorstep now.
That is fantastic. Well, maybe next spring or something like that, you know, talk to the commission, maybe talk to Justin Parker and those guys there, and that's something I really want to say, too. Thanks to Justin Parker and Turner Pressure Washing, who's actually my brother, sponsor of the Festival of the Stars. You know, thanks to those guys for bringing us down, man. I mean, that means the world to me for them to consider us to come down there and open on Saturday. But maybe talk to Justin in the town and maybe do something like they do up in Greenwood, like live on the green or uptown Greenwood or something, have like a music thing down in 96 once a week during the spring.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's coming or not, but I really see y'all step ahead of me, right?
Yeah, we're working on it.
That's good news, man. That's good news.
Yeah.
And I tell everybody, you know, up here, everybody's like, where are you from? I said, I'm from 96, South Carolina. They said, 96. I said, yeah, growing up, we had two red lights, a Hardee's, a Piggly Wiggly, and Friday Night Football. The epitome of every country song that's ever been written. So it bodes well for good conversation anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, well, I'm not going to keep you. Thanks for dropping in, and I'm going to look forward to seeing you later in the week. Well, next week.
And, yes, sir. I'm excited about being there.
All right, you have a good weekend.
All right, you guys too. I'll see you next weekend. Have a good time. We're going to have fun, so tell everybody about it and come out.
I'm going to do that.
All right, thanks, Robert. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, that was Chris Turner, and he'll be performing out in the park from 4 to 6 Saturday afternoon. Now, like I said, we're having our big Independence Day celebration. It's called the Festival of Stars, the town of 96. We're located on Highway 34 and intersection of Highway 248. We're going to start Thursday night with the street dance on the square at the gazebo with Split Shot. Followed by Friday, we're going to have a concert in the park from 5:30 to 7:30, we're going to have the D.B. Bryant Band. And from 7:30 to about 9, we're going to have Outshine. Saturday morning, we're going to have our big kickoff with our Main Street Parade, which is always lots of fun. And the parade will proceed over to the town park, where we'll have the opening ceremonies at 12, followed by the auto and truck show at 1 p.m. Then we'll have, from 1 till 4, we're going to have various entertainers. From 4 to 6, we're going to have Chris Turner, who we were just talking with. From 6 to 8, we're going to have Split Shot. And from 8 to 9:45, we're going to have Nashville recording artist Aaron Tippin as our headliner. And at 9:45, we'll have our big fireworks show. Now, in between, also, we're going to have at 1 p.m. will be a kids' watermelon eating contest. At 6 p.m., we're going to have the Most Patriotic Dress Award. And at 4 p.m., we're going to have a hot dog eating contest, which is always interesting. In between, we're also going to have amusement rides, like I said, car show, lots of vendors, specialty crafts, food, music, and contest. You can find out more information if you go to www.scfestivalofstars.com. And looks like we have another caller on. Let's see.
Hey, Robert, how are you?
Oh, we have our esteemed mayor, Michael Rowe. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Hey, thank you, thank you. I just have a few minutes. I actually had to work this morning, so I'm trying to get a chance to sit down and call you for a few minutes to talk to you. So here I am.
Okay. Well, I have to say, you got the town rocking and rolling. You got Main Street coming back to life. We got the landscaping in, and we got a big event for next week. You're doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, it is. I tell you what, it is. It is a full time job, even though it's not, you know, even though I'm not there full time. But I'm thankful that we have a lot of good people that really truly do love the town, and they work really really hard on the various other things that we have going on. You know, like I said, the landscaping, the you know, talking to people about maybe businesses coming here or you know, even the festivals. I mean, I tell you what, we have a lot of people that really, really work hard to try to make a difference. So I'm very thankful for that. That makes my job a lot easier, but even though it does stay busy.
And I just went over to the grand opening of the Anytime Fitness across the street. People have been streaming in since 8 o'clock. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm really, really happy to see that. It's been a long time coming. But he's, you know, and I tell you, it's beautiful on the inside of that place. It really is. Yeah, I'm going to try to stop by there as soon as I get off of work, just stop by and say hello and welcome to the town. We really appreciate you because from what I understand, this is the family that owns this business. It's really good people, and we're glad to have them here in 96.
Yes, indeed. Okay, so tell us about the festival next weekend.
Well, the festival's is going to kick off on Thursday night. We got a street dance uptown, Slipshot's playing there. So there'll be some vendors there that are coming up to sell food, you know, some crafts, whatnot else. They'll be there, and it's totally free. And then Friday night, we have the music in the park. It'll move from Main Street to the park on Friday night. Mayfield Creamery, Mayfield Ice Cream, they're the sponsors for Friday night's entertainment. And there may be a treat, from what I understand. I don't know. You have to show up and find out if there is something. But Outshine will be playing that night, and they're our main headliner. Of course, you know, plenty of food, plenty of crafts. You know, if you got some money to spend, there'll probably be something you might want to buy. And then on Saturday, of course, our main we had music throughout the day. Of course, we had the parade on Saturday morning, 11 o'clock. We actually have a special grand marshal, so show up to the parade. If you've never been, 4th of July parade, or participate. We'd love to have you participate. It's very, you know, patriotic, you know, aware that, you know, we're going to have. But then also, you know, Saturday night, of course, the main stage, we have music throughout the day, and then main stage that night, we'll have Aaron Tippin, and we're glad to have him here.
Yes, indeed. Just finished with Chris Turner. I'm sorry you missed him, but he called in a bit earlier. But we're glad to have you, and I know you're hard at work, so we won't keep you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much, Robert.
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Hey, all right, thank you so much. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, then.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, that was our mayor, Michael Rowe. Like I said, he's been doing a great job. The town was stagnated for about, I guess, about 8 years. Most of the buildings were closed up on Main Street. But like I said, just about every storefront is open back open. And they're ready for business. And it's quite an assortment, too. We have, let's see. Now, we do have a mix. We have a Chinese restaurant. We have an Anytime Fitness. We have a heating and cooling. We have a Studio 96, which is Zumba class. We have a hair salon. We have a car insurance company. And also Carolina Construction. They should be open momentarily. So, like I said, we got quite an assortment of different businesses on Main Street. It's great to see. Like I said, next weekend, well, actually starting Thursday, we're going to start with street dance on the square with Split Shot. Friday concert in the park with Davey Bryant and Outshine. Saturday, we're going to start off with our Main Street Parade at 10 o'clock. Opening ceremonies will be in the park at 12. At 1 o'clock, we'll have the auto and truck show. At 12 to 4, we're going to have various entertainers. 4 to 6, we'll have Chris Turner, and who's a hometown boy. He's he'll be glad to be back. He's been living in Nashville for a few years, but he's always glad to come back home. From 6 to 8, we're going to have a Split Shot. From 8 to 9:45, we're going to have Aaron Tippin as the headliner. And tickets are still available. You can get them at eventbrite.com, eventbrite.com. 9:45 will be our fireworks show. And in between, like I said, we're going to have several contests. We're going to have the 1 p.m. Kids Watermelon Eating Contest. At 6 p.m., Most Patriotic Dress Award. And at 4 p.m., we're going to have the hot dog eating contest. And all during the day, we're going to have amusement rides, vendors, specialty crafts, food, music, and contests. And you can also find out more information at scfestivalofstars.com. So I guess that's about it for our preview show. I got a full week lined up. I will be doing a broadcast from the street dance Thursday. Probably will do Facebook Live and a podcast. Friday night, I'll be doing another broadcast. And all day Saturday, we're going to probably start about 9 in the morning. We usually go out to the parade and talk with people as they're setting up, get a close view of some of the different vehicles and floats that they're going to have in the parade. Talk with a few of the participants, the organizers, and then all day Saturday we'll be floating around talking with various artists, the organizers, volunteers, and just going to have a fun day. So, like I said, a big kickoff will be June 29th through July 1st, next Thursday, at 6 p.m. at the gazebo on the square in 96 South Carolina on Highway 34 in the intersection of Highway 248. So if you're not doing anything, come on down for a free family event. Just load up the car and the kids and come on down to have a great time. And I'm your host, Robert Hart, and I'm signing off for now. Bye-bye.